side where no wheels be tied, on the road where we must go. There are pleasant vales, fertile hills and dales, where sweet flowers ever grow.
Oh, the happy sunny
pre-rolling gales, where the sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hills, on the happy sunny side of life. Where no gladness dwells and the clouds obstruct the view, but a brighter way like the light of day is awaiting there for you.
Oh, the happy sunny
pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the majestic hills, on the happy sunny side of life. Song as we go along, let us banish care and strife, that the world may know as we onward go, there's a sunny side of life.
Oh, the happy sunny
pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the majestic hills, on the happy sunny side of life.
And let me tell you what was in that set, the last song with Bob and Sarah. Amos doing, oh, I forgot to put down on the sunny side. That was the title of that tune off of their new CD, Ever Onward. I see what I did. And before that, we had Wayne Shorter doing a Ponte de Aria off of Native Dancer. The vocalist on that is Milton Nascimento. And that's going to do it for me. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Friday at 9 o'clock. Take it away, Zombo.
It was in the wee midnight hour, Lord, just about to break up day. It was in the wee midnight hours, Lord, just about to break up day. Said wind and blues creep down on you and carry your mind away, away, away. Tell me, blues, why do you worry? Why do you stay with me so long, so long? Why do you stay with me so long, so long, so long? You came to me yesterday, stayed with me all night long, so long. Back to the one that you love.
Nice, sweet way to get this show started off, right? Yeah, it was from Tuba Skinny, and I got a bunch of their records this year. I think this might be one of the latest ones. It's called Some Kind of Shake. And the album, the tune's called Wee Midnight Hour. So, yeah. Yeah, that's just a nice, sweet way to ease into some Zombo, kind of lube you into some Zombo, right? And recapping, still recapping 2023, new releases, stuff I got, you know, that kind of thing. Just new music to me in 23. Yeah, this should be a t-shirt on that. I'll work on that. So, yeah, it is new stuff from 2023, or stuff that is new to me, 2023. And this is, we're winding down. We're going to get the second 3 months of the year out of the way. I usually do is I block all my music off as I find it chronologically, because there's so much music, I cannot do it any other way. So it's kind of nice to keep it new, keep it fresh, and just kind of compartmentalize it and dig it. All right. Oh, man. Strap yourself in. You thought Tuba Skinny was kind of laid back and you're going to, well, nah. Going to kick you upside the head with one of the new releases from the OCs. And this time their album is spelled T-H-E-E-O-H-S-E-E-S. They always spell their name different. So great marketing strategy. And it's the live version of one of my favorite tunes of the OCs. Block of Ice, Zombo right in your brain. Yeah, let's do this. It's a Dilly Mo RCT.
We'll be right back.
Got that? Ah. 13 minutes of trancey live fabulousness from the OCs. And that's from. Yeah, that was their last song of the night there. A live thing. Hey, I don't want to play who's next. That's the end of that piece right there. Hey, what's happening? We're shaking bacon. All right. He's talking about it. He's still talking. He's still talking. All right, fine. I'll wait till he's done talking. But I got to tell you, what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours. Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues. So there you go. And that's right here on this station, RCT. And then we got some funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music in that. Couch Dancing, Firefly. That's Wednesdays, 3 to 5 p.m. So there you go with that. And Preheated. This guy, right? Whoever did, guy, whatever. This promo is just one of the most well-written promos in the station. Okay, it's Preheated. I don't know what the show is. Haven't heard the show, but this is how you write a promo, my friends. Let the stress rest and the dough rise. We're baking up delicious beets to a golden brown perfection every Wednesday at 5 p.m. That just sounds like a Denny's menu that everybody's got to order. It's like the Moons Over My Hammy of WRCT. And if you ever had Moons Over My Hammy, you know how painful that can be. So I'm already here in your brain. How are you rats doing? Good. Recapping 2023. And that was a super long piece. But you know what? We got time. We're only into the second quarter of the music that I got a hold of, 2023. I could tell you some more stuff, but that's enough for now. There is a new April-March record. And April-March records kind of run hot and cold. They're like, that's a good tune. Because she did like Chick Habit, the tune that was in Kill Bill. And, you know, then like the rest of the album was like, But she teamed up with some French band. And, oh, man, this new album of hers is pretty daggone awesome. What's the name of the album? Let me see here. Oh, I can't read it. Too small. All right, but anyhow, a great new tune from April March called Lay Down Snow White. You listen to Zombo right here. Right here. Right there. Directly middle of your brain. Yeah!
the problem with the street is it never lets you sleep. A bionic mind beats so consistently. And when they built this street, whoever would believe that they'd create a place with such indifferent company. Lights and drains and flames and rushing cars and stray alarms, emptying bars and through my gray mask, the problem with the street. The problem with the street is it exhorts in such strange ways. The latches, locks, and gates, and rushing from place to place. And when I cannot sleep, the street, it always sets this stage. Where shadows act this play, make the same tearful mistake. It always ends the same, yes, the street below holds you.
Yeah, that's right. Playing music from this year, not dead folks from this year. It seems like every show is playing dead folks from 2023. Some of these folks could be dead. I do not know. They released new records, so chances are still alive. That was the Reverb Syndicate from the new record, and that was Sig Sig Stingray. Before that, the Cybermen, an old 45 that I got a hold of, called Where's the New Wave? Then a new album. Nick Waterhouse must be from another planet. The way that he just crafts music is just wonderful. Time Traveler, probably extraordinaire. That was from his album The Fooler, and the tune was The Problem with the Street. That's Nick Waterhouse. And some folks, some listeners, one listener, got obsessed with this guy. This was a while ago, and he said, oh, man, you need to get Nick Waterhouse to Pittsburgh. I'm like, yeah, you need to get Nick Waterhouse on your show. You guys, I just played him. He's not going to come here. I think he's from Los Angeles. But I think it's fascinating. And this, I was getting inundated with emails like, hey, did you get a hold of Nick Waterhouse yet? Did you get a hold of him? Oh, yeah. He told you to beat it, you stalker. So that's kind of how it goes with the Nick Waterhouse fan club. I mean, that even close fan fanatic. That's short for fanatic, is fan club. What else did we play? I think that's it. We started off with April March from her new record, and that's Late on Snow White. Like I'm saying, it's always nice to hear new music that kind of renews your faith that at least there's something out there that doesn't sound, like mush, like toothpaste. There's new and exciting music. You just got to dig. Let me see here. Let me tell you a thing. I'll tell you a thing. Those headaches your child sometimes has and his tummy aches? That's right. You get some tummy aches and they aren't sick. Yeah. Those headaches and tummy aches when your kid gets a migraine. Really? See, I got to assign that. Could be he just doesn't want to go to school. I used to do that all the time. I just got a stomach ache. Walk it off. You'll feel better once you walk it off. So that might be the best remedy for migraines is walk it off. Go to school, get your blood moving. Rather than coddle that kid and go, you got a stomach ache and a headache, you might have a migraine. Go back to sleep. And then he goes back to sleep. He starts, hey, here's a bunch of all right. Then he'll start telling himself, wow, I just keep getting these migraines, quote unquote, and stomach aches, and I don't have to go to school. Sounds like it's like not going to work. Imagine that. Imagine if you just go and say, hey, boss, stomach ache. Boss goes, oh, you poor thing. Don't come into work. Call next day. Boss, I got a stomach ache. Oh, you might have a migraine. You better stay home. And then this goes on for about a year and a half. Yeah. And then you're basically conditioning yourself to get a stomach ache and a migraine. So what I do is I throw a bucket of cold ice water on your kid and say, get the hell out there and get to school. Don't end up a failure like me. Go make something of yourself. Then the kid falls down the sewer, and that's the last you see of him. The end. At least it has a happy ending. So hey, see what's going on. So a bunch of reissue stuff, a bunch of greatest hits came out. My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult just toured not that long ago, and I never really was into them in the 90s. But I went and seen them, and I'm like, man, these guys are a lot of fun. And the cool thing is they play their instruments. And I mean, it's a guy doing all the sample and keyboard work. Then they have a bass player and a drummer, lead singer. And I noticed no backing tracks, no click tracks. These guys were playing it live and they destroyed it. But of course, they probably been playing that music for 40 years. They can do it in their sleep. But the greatest hits came out. And actually, it was kind of neat because there were some songs I never even heard of. They were playing, I like that. What's that? And a song called Cooler Than Jesus, which was kind of a hit. And it really upset a lot of folks. So they were really into upsetting a lot of folks. Well, the Life with the Thrill Kill Cult kind of is going to get a bit of a thing. Oh, by the way, this is kind of weird. Did anybody watch that show American Gods? American Gods, Neil Gaiman. And I'm watching the third and the last season. And Marilyn Manson's in it. And he's not a bad actor. Creepy as all hell, but that's his style. But I'm just saying, I was really impressed that actually I don't think he's going to be doing much acting anymore because he acted up and was a very bad boy, I guess. So, yeah, he got sarboosed by social media. So Don't know where he's at. But like I'm saying, after a while, you just sit on your stack of money like Kevin Spacey. You know, you get your knuckles smacked, you get ostracized, and then you just kind of go, you know, okay, I'll just enjoy life. You did me a favor. I retired early. I don't have to work my fingers to the bone. I made a buttload of money. Now let me just enjoy it. Let me just, and just go somewhere where nobody knows you. You know, go to a place where nobody knows your name. Don't go to Cheers. Don't go to Cheers because everybody will know it. But like when I go to a little island, travel around, enjoy life. Once you ruined your career with this bad sexual behavior, or you could end up like Gary Glitter or Roy Motorhead Sherwood and just end up in jail. Those guys just could not get it right. Yipes. I mean, especially Motorhead, especially Gary Glitter. Oh, man, how do you mess your life up that bad? How do you mess? You really got to go out of your way to be a real nasty pervert to mess your life up that bad. And then people still play Gary Glitter. You know, you hear him at all the hockey, nee, 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 nee. Hey, and obviously they didn't cancel that because that's Rock and Roll Part 2. And that is a very important jock rock theme. And, yeah. Well, there you go with that. All right. These guys managed to stay out of a lot of trouble. My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, even though they were been like, you know, protest and all this other stuff. They're just plain. You're good old American perverts. Cooler than Jesus. My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
He got jealous of all the attention you guys paid me.
Well, Simon seems to have misplaced his pet lamprey, his only source of intimacy throughout the whole of last year. Now he's spinning in circles to the tune of Radio Static, praying to Sally Webster and watching God on the TV. Can't cook, won't cook, tin foil's only good for hats these days. Screen time's the new sustenance, oh, that's what Simon says. And if he feels empty, well, the response is automatic. Just opens up Animal Crossing and feeds his avatar some broccoli. Better get unjaded. Unstifled now. Gotta get unjaded. But I just don't know how. Why is it so hard to look after yourself these days? Heels gone soft, eyes perpetually glazed. Zoning out watching YouTube videos on how to suck eggs. And what it feels like to feel real or to be amazed. Googling questions like, should I start microdosing? And how come I'm standing outside for Seasons Total Landscaping? And what's the difference between the morning and the evening? And what's the difference between waking and sleeping? Better get unstifled. Unjaded now. Gotta get untangled. Somehow. Guitar solo. Gonna be, and how the hell are we gonna stop these fiends? The man asked Susie from the comfort of his documentary. Well, it's all violence upon violence upon violence. Forget self-expression, forget sentimentality, forget the gods, forget freedom, forget offline reality. I'm blowing bubbles, decreasing in size exponentially. Come climb inside, watch 10 hours of slime ASMR with me. Unstifled now. Gotta get unfrazzled. Man, I've forgotten how. Well, maybe I should settle my furniture. Become like a Zen monk, or like Steve Jobs. And give myself no choice but to just meditate on the cold, hard ground. And I think I can still see the joy in people. Like you can see the ghosts of dinosaurs and birds. And I think it's about time to go back to the future again. On Amazon Prime Video.
That was a dilly, Mo. That was GT. Came out this year. A song called Rock Phone. And before that, we heard another new release, The Cool Greenhouse, with Get Unjaded. And they have been voted the band most likely to carry on the legacy of the fall. I guess that's what I've been told. And we started out with My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult, Cooler Than Jesus. Recapping 2023. And it does make you. That's why I do these things every year. The end of the year, beginning of the following year, I always like to recap the goodness of 2023. Not who croaked or anything. I'll tell you one record that came out in 2023 that's like getting punched in the nuts for 45 minutes is the new Dolly Parton record, Rockstar. Oh, my God, I tried so hard to like that record. I tried so hard. But it's like, and I love Dolly Parton. But this was like listening to Granny Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies. And if you want to do that, go to the YouTube and type her in at the Hollywood Palace in the 1960s. She did a hilarious little a song there. And she also had a song, she came out with a 45 called Granny's Got a Miniskirt. I would rather listen to that than the new Dolly Parton record. Like I'm saying, love Dolly Parton. I think she's an astounding human being. But Rockstar, man, she was listening to some of the wrong people on that album. It stinks. Like, and I tried. Like, oh, let me listen to this cover tune, like Heart of Glass. How do you mess up Heart of Glass? Oh, you mess it up all right. And the beginning has this whole, like, little skit at the beginning. And it's just like, you know, she's a country rock goddess. But a country artist, but not rock. You know, when it comes to country music, man, Dolly Parton is like up on the thing, you know? There's like, but I'm sorry, you just can't jump into rock and roll like that. And it's interesting because a lot of rock guys got in the country to make money. For example, a lot of the older rockabilly guys, Elvis, Carl Perkins, all those guys, Charlie Rich, they started out more as a rock and roller. And then when they got older, they graduated into country music. So that should be how it goes. You don't go from country to rock. It just doesn't happen. Look what happened with the fake guy. It was Garth Brooks was so he came out as another completely weird, right? Chris Gaines, he came out as another dude. And another crazy thing is, if you ever find any of these old Orion records, this guy named Orion, he was like this country singer who said they sounded like Elvis, so he wore a mask. Ah, this is crazy. Music and entertainment is so weird. It is a very weird business. It is. How are you animals doing? Good? Good. One thing that was released, I actually played a track of this last week, and it's such a great record, the Hypnosonics. That's something you very rarely hear. The same thing twice. This isn't going to be the same song. But like I'm saying, a lot of these songs really kind of have the Zombo zing to it. Like if I like it the first time I hear it, I hope you like it the first time you hear it, because you're only going to hear it once. Unless you like download the show and play it again and again. A lot of these songs only get played once. It's not like the Jay Thurber show where you hear Duke of Earl every third song, or the Moxter show where you hear television Marquee Moon at least once a week. Or, so I am just telling you, this show is an anomaly. It's an anomaly wrapped in an enigma, folded into a burrito. I can't tell you what this show is about. I can't, because it's different. And that is not a compliment either. It is hard doing this, you know. It'd be so, and because I can't do anything else. So at least it's genuine, okay? At least it's genuine. All right, hey, help protect your family from flu this season by getting the three easy steps. First, get your family a flu shot. That's right. It's all quick and protects you all season. There you go. Get your flu shot. I got the flu shot. Then they got the RSVP shot. They got that. I got that shot. You got to make a reservation to get it. And then you got to prevent germs and cover your mouth and stay home from work when you're sick or you have a tummy ache. Look at see, this is my kind of PSA. Stay home from work or school. Well, not at school, you send that little jerk off to school. But when it comes to work, you got to take care of yourself, man. School, nah, they go to school. So you just kind of, you know, relax your fur at home. Third, there are drugs that treat the flu illness. So these work best when started early. Go to CDC TVC 15, Fight Flu. And I got my COVID shot yesterday. I was kind of staving it off. I got COVID like about 3 or 4 months ago. So they said, oh, you can't get the new COVID shot for about 3 or 4 months. So I got it. And it was one of these things where it was just kind of like, I get really sick when I get the shot. I get like super ill. Like it feels like somebody drives a stake through my head. And it's one of these things, it's worse than going to the dentist. Because you know the dentist, it's going to be a little jab. And the dentist uses these strange terms now. You know, oh, this is going to have a little bit of a chirp to it. A little bit of a chirp. You're getting a diamond drill and you're grounding out all my molar. I don't know if I would say that that's a chirp. But then they go, this is going to be a little pinch. You're pushing a 6-inch needle into my gums. It's a little bit more than a pinch. So it's the marketing. They always have the marketing on that. This is going to have a little pinch. You're going to hear a little chirp. You're going to smell a little something funny. Yeah, my gums are on fire. That's what you're burning my gums up, dude. Yeah, yeah. It's got a little smell to it. Yeah, burning flesh has that kind of smell. Yeah. So as I say, I felt good after I got it because the interesting thing is after you have COVID, then you get the COVID vaccine like a couple months later. You don't get as sick, which I was really impressed. I usually am like completely wasted. This knocked me down a smidge. But I wasn't able to get the last couple COVID shots, all the COVID shots. I was immobile for like 9 hours. So I kind of opened my, you know, I was hoping, oh, I hope I can do my radio show tomorrow. Like, you know what? I think I can do this. So, yeah. So get your shots. Like I'm saying, I'm not who you got to believe, scientists or some dude on the internet? I just go with the smart people. I just go with the smart people. You know, if a scientist is telling me something, that's nice. You know, if someone who studies this their whole life and makes it nerdology, that I mean, you listen to me about when I talk to you about music, right? No. Fine. That's just fine. That's just Larry Fine. All right. So the Hypnosonics I have back was actually before morphine, which is another drug you should take when you have the flu. No, Mark Sandman from Morphine. And he had a band for just a short period of time. They just recorded like some stuff in a studio and never released it until now. And it's pretty good. And the band he had was called the Hypnosonics. This dude really squeezed a lot out of his life. You know, he died on stage, which is a great way to go. They were in Italy. Morphine was playing, and he just plopped over dead on stage. How do you follow that? Like, if you ever want to see something weird, Tommy Cooper, a British comedian, died on stage, and that's on YouTube. That's on YouTube. He's, like, doing some magic trick, some comedy magic trick. And Tommy Cooper was a real piece of work. He was a real piece of work. He had some really funny stuff, but the dude was pretty nasty. But, like, you see him, and he just, like, falls over dead on TV. And they just kind of drag him under the curtain. Yeah, wow, that was unusual. That was fun. That was weird. Because yeah, the funny thing was they thought it was a gag because he was stroking out and having a heart attack. And he started making this snoring sound because he's trying to catch his breath. And that got a laugh from the audience. That's the thing that gets me. You know, who else? Oh, yeah. Who was the other dude? There was like a dude like not Wilson Pickett, but one of these dudes, Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson's on stage and he falls, and then he falls over dead and everybody thinks it's part of the act. That's the way to go out, man, when you think it's part of the act. That is awesome. And then that's what they call a showstopper. When's he coming back out? I think he's dead. Really? That one part when he was snoring was funny. Remember that going out on a laugh, man. All right, here's the Hypnosonics, Living With You, Zombo in Your Brain, recapping the grooviness and the fabulous new and new old music and my finds from 2023. We're into the second quarter, so hopefully I can milk this. I got like two more quarters to go. I'm not even through half the year yet, and hopefully we can get to spring. That's right, that week in March where we turn the clocks around. There, let's muscle towards that, dummies.
Yeah, and I started to hurt him. You know, I did everything that I could do. Did you think it was easy, baby, living with you?
Incorrect.